Mazzy, our very own Julie Goodwin, she had her official book launch yesterday. The book is called, the memoir is called Your Time Starts Now. There's a launch today, the Central Coast launch at Kincumber Library at 6:30 tonight. She joins us to talk about this book. Julie Goodwin. Morning,
Julie.
Hello, Julie.
Hi.
It's so nice to talk to you.
It is so good to have you again on Triple M, Jules, and your book, Your Time Starts Now. I've been reading some of the excerpts. No one would have knew what happened earlier on, hey?
No, and I think that's the case for a lot of people. You know, yeah. We go through things and you put them away. The problem is that they don't always stay away, and that can cause some issues for you down the track.
Now, Julie, what inspired, I guess, a memoir at this season in your life? You're so obviously well-known, you're well-accomplished, but I feel like you've got so many more things to do, and so why a memoir in this season? You're not done yet.
I've been asked that before. It's like, how can you write a memoir before you're well dead?
Well, I didn't want to say it like that, but that was my question.
Well, I mean, the response to that is how do you know when the end of your life's going to be to write it all?
Yeah. It's true.
The reason for doing it now, you know, is because I've had some amazing and wonderful things happen in my life. I've got story to tell, you know, that people enjoy hearing about MasterChef and all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
But the reason for putting it all together into a book now is because the hard stuff, it all culminated in, you know, in the olden days you would have called it a nervous breakdown, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they don't use that language anymore, but I actually think it's quite a useful way to put it because it's neat and everyone gets what you mean.
Yeah.
And when I spoke about that, I spoke about it twice publicly. Once was when I left the radio and once was when I was on MasterChef in season 14. And the outpouring of responses from those two revelations really floored me, especially after MasterChef because it, you know, it had such a huge national sort of audience. And the messages I was getting from people saying, thank you for saying that out loud. I've been trying to find a way to say that to my family.
Wow.
You know, Nick had guys he's known since he went to school say to him, tell your wife thank you because I've struggled with that for the past 10 years. And he's like, Julie, I didn't know. And so many people, we were just saying, how can this many people be struggling with this thing and nobody knows? You know, and I know that we're all talking about it more. It's marvellous, you know, it really is. But I still think we've got to overcome that sort of feeling within ourselves that you shouldn't complain and you shouldn't, you know, there's always someone worse off than you and you've got to be grateful and you've got, which you do have to be grateful and count your blessings, but you also need to be able to say, something's wrong here, I'm not coping, and be able to do that without feeling ashamed about it. And so I just thought, if that was the outpouring from one, speaking one sentence on one episode of a TV show, then maybe this conversation really needs to be cracked open.
Absolutely.
And Julie, I think your book, Your Time Starts Now, your memoir, talking about that early sexual abuse to mental health, and then people going, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
I am not alone out there.
Absolutely, yeah.
It is quite a lonely feeling, and because part of the nature of being mentally ill is that you don't know what the right thing to do. You don't, and you don't want to talk to people. You don't want to feel weak. You don't want to appear to be, you know, like you can't cope with your life, you know. And it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to not be able to cope with your life when you've always been a capable person, and you know you've always seen yourself as someone who can manage everything. When the wheels fall off, it's devastating.
And as well as that, I read where you have chosen to leave your radio career, to close your cooking school, and just now to take the opportunities that pop up on an ad hoc basis.
Yeah.
so you go.
It's manageable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. Life was unmanageable, completely unmanageable. I just thought, this can't be sustained, but I don't know how to stop any of it. And in the end, it stopped. It stopped for me, you know.
You know, Julie, as an overachiever myself, It is so hard to say no to stuff.
I just want to know when.
This is the bottom of the barrel right here. But it is so hard to say no and to put a boundary down and to prioritize your health and your mental health. And so you doing that for yourself and stepping that out and then putting this in a memoir is going to encourage and help people put themselves on the list of things to look after. And so I just think it really is going to touch so many lives. So thank you for doing that and for being so brave as to share, you know, such a huge story and a huge part of your life.
Thank you. And that's what I hope. I hope that anybody who sort of just relates to any of those little warning signs and symptoms, or anybody who does struggle to say no or lay down boundaries or finds themselves often saying, God, why have I agreed to do that? I really can't manage that. If you relate to any of that, maybe just take a look at things before you end up at the bottom of the well.
Julie, you know what? You're very brave, I think, in doing this.
It's
in
huge.
Releasing everything about your life. It's your time starts now. Out where you buy good books, which is everywhere, I could imagine,
all
or online.
Good bookstores.
Yes. And tonight, Kincumber Library. Can anyone rock up, Jules?
I think it's a ticketed event.
So, okay.
Just jump onto Penguin's website.
Oh, right, you can get there.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, hope it goes well. Like everything you've done, my God, you've done TV, radio, books. How many cookbooks have you put out?
I've got 7 out.
Oh,
that's amazing. Geez.
Does Mick, your husband, say, what are you doing today, Julie? Probably nothing.
Hey, Julie, next time we have you on the show, can you please come in? Because I made a cherry pie on Monday and I bought it in for the boys yesterday and they both loved it.
Yeah,
and
we did.
I would love to make you my cherry pie.
Well, call that a date.
Okay.
Yes.
Julie Goodwin, thank you very much. The book, Your Time Starts Now, is out right now. Jules, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, and if anything during that interview has been triggered with you, give Lifeline a call.
Yeah, you can call them on 13 11 14.